Howdy, y'all. Roy D. Mercer here with a fishing report, or as I like to call it, bobber deep in my honey hole. Here to tell y'all where the biggins are biting and how to get them on your hook. Y'all are going to have to hang on for just a second. There's something going on here in the background. Raymond! Raymond! You ain't got no red, white, and blue underwear no more. But not after last week's moose lodge, chili, and bean supper. No, son, there's red, brown, and blue. Excuse me, folks. Working from inside this double wide is like keeping a zookeeper in a bunch of wild gaboons. Anyway, I got out and drowned me some bait a couple of times this week. First time I went out, let's see, it weren't Monday though. That was the day I went over to my buddy Lynn Franklin's house to burn a burger and watch football. But he didn't clear it with Mrs. Franklin, and she told old Lynn to just go fly a kite. So, it must have been on Tuesday. That's the day it was. That's the day I went out to old Bunker Hill. That's out there betwixt Lexington and Concord. Oh, there's a big farm pond out there that old man Bunker has stocked with catfish. I was using my special catfish catching bait recipe. It's kind of a stink bait I made with some bottom of the box frosted flake pieces. I mix them up with some Bisquick made with some soured milk, and add me about a quarter cup of toe jam that I get from my wife Sharon Jean's feet after she waddles around for about a week in her old pair of kids' high-top tennis shoes. Listen, I caught me about 4 catfish that is big enough to haul Mitt Romney's money to an offshore account, and enough long, ugly whiskers to give Joe Biden a comb-over. Then I went out and I crossed Forges Valley and did me some fishing out there on Washington Lake. Found out my fishing pole weren't in my truck because my numb nut son Raymond was using it to swat flies away from his mama while she was outside dressing a deer that she shot with a modified t-shirt cannon she bought at a high school auction. So, needless to say, I was out there at Washington Lake. I had to make do with what I had. I ended up cutting me down a cherry tree to make me a pole. I weren't even going to say nothing about it, but you know me, I can't tell a lie. Well, it didn't do me a whole lot of good out there on Lake Washington, although I didn't stay out there very long. In fact, it probably weren't really but a couple of minutes, man. So that's about all I know. I need to wrap up this guaranteed to catch them Roy D. Mercer's fishing report. And remember, fishing's just one jerk on the end of a pole waiting for a jerk on the other. Hang on, you see.
Dadgummit, Latizer, you ain't going out dressed like that. Yeah, by geez, you're hanging out. That's right, it makes you like your ass look like a bulldog chewing a rawhide bone. Get back in here, girl, and change them things. Honey, listen, you done made you a boo-boo.